Romans chapter 4. What shall we then say that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he has something to glory about, but not before Elohim. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed Elohim, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the reward is not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the unelohimly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom Elohim imputes righteousness without works, saying, "Blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom Yeshua will not impute sin." Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it reckoned? When he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, so that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are not circumcised, so that righteousness might be imputed to them also. And the father of circumcision to those who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham which he had being yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham, or to his seed, through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect. Because the law works wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith, so that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, "I have made you a father of many nations," before him whom he believed, even Elohim, who revives the dead, and calls those things which are not, as though they were. Who against hope believed with hope, that he should become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, "So shall your seed be." And not having been weak in faith, he did not consider his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not stagger at the promise of Elohim through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to Elohim. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it will be imputed, if we believe in him who raised Yeshua our master from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and raised again for our justification.